Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Stat Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. TNT Radio Empire is, .com is a website for streaming. TikTok's out there, Facebook, all that stuff. Nick's got Nick. Follow Nick at Nick's Allen's if you want to find out where Nick is performing, and you got some gigs this weekend, Nick. Hang on here.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the
Red Shed music venue, Friday night.
Friday night.
They'll be at Roper's in David City on Saturday night. Yeah, that Wichita show will be there with Austin Anderson and a Wichita comedian named Jeremy Rush.
Yeah, for our Hutch fans, T95 listeners, we good friends with Austin, too, and he's hilarious. That's a great double bill. And I'm sure the MC, the feature acts of Wichita Kid.
The MC, the Austin Hill feature. And
then Saturday, where?
At Roper's Bar and Grill in David City, Nebraska.
All right.
Head west.
Roper's. Go see Nick this weekend. Husker's got a bye week if you're in Nebraska.
They do.
You can't be bummed out. You know, you're in Hutch. K-State's got a pretty good, decent team.
KU the bye week is favored by five.
Yeah, it is, right.
A lot of people have the bye week this week. Arizona State.
No, Penn State's back. They had a bye week last week. My boys, at least. Yeah.
We are celebrating National Seafood Bisque Day.
I love seafood bisque.
Oh, yeah.
A little rich.
It is, but that's why you get a cup as opposed to a bowl.
Otherwise, eat too much of that, you're throwing up.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I've had it. What's in it?
It's thick.
Fat.
Seafood. it's fat.
A bunch of fat.
Sounds good.
It's cream-based with seafood in it, right?
Yeah. Okay.
It's
many
amazing.
Times you'll see it with just lobster.
I've heard of lobster bits.
Seafood is all everything. Yeah, it is thick. I agree with you, Todd. But a cup's enough.
And if you eat too much of anything, you might vomit.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
Yeah, but you especially got to moderate on that stuff.
Yeah,
your gut can only handle so much bisque.
That's true. I agree with you. I love it, but it is thick.
It's a good point, Don.
Was a grown man. Yeah. You don't want that to take you down. What happened? Too much bisque.
Too much bisque.
I didn't know when to stop.
I've seen it happen.
Yep.
Too much wine and too much bisque. You're throwing out.
And you're blaming the bisque.
You're blaming the bisque.
No, it's not me. Someone very close to me.
You can't do wine and a bunch of bisque together, no. Although it sounds good right now.
It does.
Seafood Bisque is calling saying, thanks for helping, guys.
Really does. A Van Gogh painting once seized by the Nazis, set to be auctioned off for millions. Wheat Stacks, as it's called in English, was painted by Van Gogh in 1888 after he returned to France. France, yes. The piece was looted by Nazis in 1941,
if you want.
Where it sat in a private collection in Austria. Christie's is now auctioning off the piece, with it expected to sell for upwards of $30.
Now, when the Nazis, when the Nazis raided,
what did Christie's can't wait for that cut?
When the Nazis raided these places and took them, didn't they try to look for rightful owners of those paintings?
Not when the Nazis took them.
No, no, they took them. But when they found the Nazis, already had them. I thought they were. I saw a news special
about
that.
Well, they didn't get them all.
They didn't get them all, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is sitting in a private collection. If you don't know where my private collection is, you can't have it.
If you own this, give us a call.
What was that movie called? Where they went and found all the
old paintings. Oh, there's a movie. That's right. It was a movie.
How the Clooney was in it.
Yeah.
It was a group of guys, army guys.
Wasn't John Goodman in it, too?
It's a good movie.
That went out, you know, and found all
these
paintings that the Nazis stole.
Right.
The Monuments Men.
That was it. Yeah. That was it.
Or you could just get a print of the wheat stacks for $109 on the internet.
Yeah, Clooney, Matt Damon, Bill Murray, Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, I remember watching good reviews.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it got bad reviews.
No, you're thinking of Men in Hysteric Goats.
That
was,
really
that was the worst movie ever, man.
You're right.
Oh, the Goats one?
That was horrible.
Yeah. I mean,
I went to theater like said,
we were all in because it said Goats. We said, how can it be bad? And it was.
Well, it wasn't bang. That's why I was
Clooney and Jeff Bridges are a bunch of big names in that. It was just
the worst movie ever.
Terrible movie.
Worst movie ever paid to go see.
Yep.
I would throw Burn After Reading up there.
I didn't see that. I didn't pay to go see that.
I saw that on HBO, and it's 2 hours. I'm not getting back.
Is that a Coen Brothers movie? I think that's why I gave it the benefit of the doubt, and I really didn't like that either.
I think it might be, yeah.
But paying to see, I guarantee paying to
Coen
see.
Coen Brothers.
The men who
stare at goats. Yeah, I'm with you.
The Men Who Bang Goats is a whole different movie. Be careful. Bush distributes that himself.
It does.
Right. Yeah. That's not even a Pornhub category because they only allow humans on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Lost in Space was the worst movie I ever paid.
Was it? Did you all see that? Okay. Yeah. And there were some cool people in that,
I didn't even stick around
William
to the
Hurt and the dude from, Matt LeBlanc and William Hurt. Yeah.
It got to the point where just like, well, yeah, of course this sucks. They're just lost in space the whole time.
Did you know the original TV series?
No.
Okay. Oh. It was based on that, but I heard this movie
probably
still
would have helped to know that.
Yeah. They were all characters in the original.
Now, are we limiting this to just adult movies?
I could name a bunch of kids' movies I didn't like either.
Because the one that pops to my mind first was a kids' movie, and it was terrible.
It was
called Norm of the North.
Oh, I remember that. I didn't see it, though.
Rob Schneider was the lead voice of a polar bear.
Yeah.
And it was
anti-vax polar bear, I'm sure.
Terrible. I tried to fall asleep in the middle of the movie and couldn't, and I was pissed.
All right.
It was a terrible movie.
Those were some of the best naps I've had were doing kids' movies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you wake up and you're a lot closer to the end of the movie than you were before you went to sleep.
And you realize you didn't bring your kid. What the hell are you doing here, kid?
Getting a good nap.
You didn't bring a kid here. I just came here to sleep. Relax.
Sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
You got
to
have a kid.
Rob Schneider did not like me.
You know what? Rob was decent with us, except that I know he's just a nut job now. So, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't engage him in.
Off the air, he was weird.
And a strong opinion.
Every time he's on the air with us, and he's been in the studio a bunch with us, he was always weird off the air.
I just remember he brought his own teapot.
Yeah.
He was making his own tea in the corner.
Now, he didn't like you. He told you you're not helping, right?
Yeah. He pulled me to the side right after my set, and I was like, oh, cool, maybe he liked a joke or something. He just goes, you're not helping.
That's just lame. Who says that to a young, aspiring comedian?
Right. Yeah. Did he elaborate?
He didn't like the way I did the intros. I guess I was doing the intros too fast.
It's just lame because, first of all, he knows he's a hero to a lot of people that grew up watching him. And the copy boy is a funny.
I had his poster on the wall with the Rich Meister.
I know. And this guy.
He signed it at the end of the weekend. He was nice when he did that.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a weird dude. He was trying to tell.
Different dude, yeah.
People that had diabetes, that they just needed to change their diet and they would fix that.
Yeah,
he's one of those holistic guys.
He's always been that.
Yeah, he has. Because he was anti-vaccine before COVID.
Yeah, he was.
He's like anti-insulin.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I sat through Grown Ups recently and that was...
They're funny.
I didn't like it? I thought that was kind of rough.
Oh, I thought it was pretty funny, man.
I thought that was kind of rough.
Yeah.
They mock him.
In Grown Ups, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one and two.
Oh, they do. They mock him.
Yeah. Him specifically, yeah. But they're all buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's one guy they like to pick on.
Well, and he's that character in those movies, right?
Well, you know they wrote it that way.
Yeah.
Who are we going to pick on? Ah, Schneider.
I don't think they had to ask.
No, maybe
it was just
not.
Unspoken.
Yeah.
Did you try that reincarnated rock joke? Is that why you say
that's why he was pissed?
I don't blame him. I don't blame him. You're not helping with that reincarnation rock joke.
It's been a lot of jokes that are just never going to work.
Well, keep trying them out here.
Yeah, did he say try it out on the radio? Screw him if he did.
Nobody's listening here.
No.
Right. You're not helping.
What's up, Mr. Evans?
Squid Game is the number one show on Netflix in 90 different countries.
I might try that.
Tell me the premise of Squid Game again. It's like Hunger Games.
I'm not a big Hunger Games freak, so I'm not exactly sure why. But the bottom line is these people wake up in a bunch of debt, and they all get letters sent to them. You want to clear your debt? Come play this game.
Cash-strapped contestants playing childhood games with deadly consequences. Yeah, the last person standing will take home a pot worth $38 million, but everybody else dies.
Right. So there's a scene that red light, green light, if you watch the preview where they're running, and then red light, green light, stop. And somebody makes an extra step like the old childhood game.
And he's dead.
They get blown away by snipers.
They spoofed it on SNL this weekend, and I thought that was pretty much what the premise of the show was.
Right. Both my kids watched it, and they said it's pretty cool.
So this is a South Korean show that's number one on Netflix in 90 different countries. A North Korean propaganda website said the show gained popularity because it exposes the reality
of South Korea.
Of South Korean capitalist culture.
Unbelievable. Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah.
They're so stupid.
They say the show exposes a world where only money matters, a hell-like horror. South Korea's capitalist culture is a place where corruption and immoral scoundrels are commonplace.
Overdubbed or subtitled?
I watched the overdub.
Yes.
I think you can do both.
Yeah, the overdub is, and it's pretty good. The overdub, my son was watching, I watched a little bit with him, and you can understand everything because it's in English, and that's where I prefer it.
Are the lips out of sync?
A little bit, but not bad, you know?
That drives me nuts when that happens.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Well, it is a foreign language.
It is a foreign language, and I'm not going to read a movie for 2 hours.
I think I can understand that if they're overdubbing a different language, but when it's off and it's just English, like, what are you doing?
I think I read something that purists say you got to put the subtitles
on there. I don't care.
I don't know why that's better.
I'm not watching subtitles. I'm not reading the whole movie. Right. I don't mind subtitles in a movie. Like, if a German's speaking German, I think that's better than him speaking English, and they put, like, a war movie. I like when they do that because that makes it more realistic. But I'll read a little bit of the movie. 2 hours, I'm not reading. I'm just not reading 2 hours.
I think they did that in Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah. I liked it.
Some German subtitles.
I liked it.
But, you know. Right. Just sporadic.
Right.
I believe what I read, Todd, was that they say that some of the performance is lost because you don't get the vocal inflections of the character.
I don't believe that.
Okay, the English-speaking actor isn't quite conveying the same.
No, he is. Right. He sounds fine. I think the push.
There might be a little nuance
in
there.
It's nitpicky.
It is.
Well, from people who speak Korean and English, they said that there were some things that were lost in translation.
Right. And we don't speak Korean, so don't care.
Okay.
No.
We
never will.
Lost them to someone who knows.
Don't just casa de Pepe.
We're too old to learn languages.
Yeah.
That's really not the point. They were just making a point.
I know.
Do you ever turn the closed caption on just for no reason?
No, my daughter does. I should do that because, you know, half deaf anyway.
I do sometimes, and it is, you can see where they miss some words, they miss some things, and there are some, you know, sentences that are missed here and there, and you can see how, it didn't matter that it wasn't there, but there is something lost.
Right.
Yeah, I think they miss a lot. I've seen closed captioning, like, on a bar or whatever, while they'll have that on the TV, where you can hear it at the same time. And
Live events.
You big can't, chunks.
Live events are tough.
You can't tell when they yell.
Because they have to be transcribing on the spot.
You can't tell when it says, touchdown Minnesota.
You can see that. You see that first.
Yeah. Sorry.
And you see it coming.
I don't mean the Vikings, by the way, either.
He's not. Don't believe him when he says he's sorry.
He doesn't.
Well, at least it wasn't like over a 50-yard run at the end of the game to really put the nail in the coffin.
You're not a real fan, man.
No.
You're not.
So North Korea will levy a stiff fine and even prison to anyone caught watching South Korean content earlier this year.
Sheesh. Great country, huh?
Yeah, earlier this year.
They say that K-pop catching you.
Narcs.
Yeah, it'll be rad about.
Right. Probably earlier this year they said that the K-pop stars of South Korea are slaves who live a miserable life in South Korea.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, they look miserable.
Yeah, like BTS,
you see those
for
guys
instance.
Surrounded by women. They look just miserable.
Yeah. Women love those dudes. I'm guessing, looking at them, dudes love those dudes, too. Certain dudes. They're handsome Korean boys there, Craig. You know that. Type in that, you porn puss. Handsome Korean boys.
I just opened the browser.
No, I should say men. Type in men.
No, thanks.
You'll get blocked anyway.
Yeah. On your phone.
He was implying that I do it on the phone, right. Which, yeah.
Manchin and Kristen Sinema are holding back our internet filter.
Put it on my man chin. Let's bring that back, by the way.
Okay.
We had a... Go ahead.
No, that's fine. We had a what?
No, you had.
All right. This is out of Wisconsin.
No, you go.
No, one of you has to talk. You can fight over who has to
we're
do
being
it,
polite.
But one of you has to talk.
We're being polite to each other.
Right.
No.
Because you guys are nothing but.
You're fighting over who has to talk.
I lost interest in my own story in my brain, so I know the audience would too, so I'm done. Craig, what do you got?
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, we can mention briefly Ed Orgeron at LSU. He's out there, but he's not going to return next year, but he gets to finish out the year.
Well, they just upset Florida. They beat Florida.
Yeah, the negotiations began before they beat Florida.
Yeah, they won national championships every year, right?
Yeah. Apparently he's bringing girlfriends and stuff to practice. And,
oh, that's right, because he's enjoying his divorce, right?
Yeah. And apparently that might be the downfall.
I remember one of the final straws was that he was at a gas station in a car, and there was a lady in like workout attire, and he's like, "You look like you work out." And he's like, "We could work out together." And she's like, "I'm married and pregnant." And he's like, "So what?"
Oh, so he's creeping on people.
She was married to like a high-ranking LSU official.
Ah,
yeah, she was.
Yeah. I read something else like...
So he's out creeping on people after his wife dumped him.
Like he brought girlfriends.
And that was a story. His wife beat cancer a couple years ago. It was a huge story. You know? And she was good looking, too.
Like the kids of girlfriends were at practice, and he just put them into the play. Here, go play with the players and stuff. Like, and it was just... It wasn't cool. It wasn't
cool. And then to get laid, Orgeron, right?
It was interfering with practice.
Oh, I didn't read all that story. So yeah. Okay.
I thought I saw...
That dude's a good coach, though, man. He's going to get something.
Orgeron with a bunch of hotties on Twitter.
Apparently. Yeah. I forgot him and his wife split up, and now he's using his position to get laid. You should never do that.
No.
That's what I'm saying. No. He probably should be getting...
Never do that.
He
probably
should
on the
be
radio.
Sending his resume up to Pullman, Washington today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you guys got a job open?
I got a vaccine.
I still think he's a Southern coach no matter what, just by the way he talks.
Go Cougar. Go Cougar.
He does seem like a football coach created in a lab.
He does. Oh, he'll get a gig, big time.
Oh yeah, he'll catch on somewhere. Mm-mm.
Kayla Kibbe at Inside Hook asked the question: why does travel make us horny?
I can.
She calls it the travel hornies.
Is it hotel rooms? Because hotel rooms make me horny.
She talked to Justin, Dr. Justin Lehmiller.
I mean, nice hotel rooms.
Not to share a room with you.
Not flea bags. Well, I don't share rooms with dudes.
Certainly that's not just, a nice room
with
you.
That's you and Todd. That's you and Todd.
Want to go traveling?
No, not with him.
Todd was naked in front Lehmiller, of you. Todd was naked in front of you at the last room you shared. Okay.
Yeah.
And behind you.
But I can honestly say I don't think I was ever horny at all on that trip.
Because you were with Puss?
I've not found travel makes me horny.
Well, the vodka might you know, cut that
down. Traveling.
We do a lot of traveling by yourself.
Yeah, that might be a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Man, I'm horny for myself.
Well, anywhere my wife and I go, I think it's because you're somewhere else and you get tired of having sex in the same place. Something different.
No, my wife and I are in a hotel room. That's fun because we know it's nothing. There's no dog. There's no kid. There's nothing. It's a hotel room.
Right. But sometimes she's tired of having sex with the same person.
True, but it's a different hotel room.
It's a change of pace.
It's a change of pace.
They settle for a different location.
Right. Not a change of face.
That's got to be it.
You just Dr. Justin Lehmiller, research fellow at the Kinsey Institute, says that he doesn't know of any studies that have specifically looked at travel-related arousal, but he says fantasies taking place outside of regular home environments, like in cars or airplanes on a beach or some exotic location, are extraordinarily common.
That's a good point. You mentioned just we just brought it to hotel rooms, but vacations involve leaving the hotel room too, right?
Yeah, he says anecdotally, this is something he's heard from many people. Travel puts us in a novel environment, breaks our regular routines. This novelty can create a heightened state of generalized arousal, and that arousal in turn can amplify sexual arousal. In psychology, they call this excitation transfer.
Your body makes me so horny.
Giving me the excitation.
There you go. That's what I heard too.
Sophia Alexandra, co-founder of Luxury Lifestyle Vacations, says that when you feel happy and fun, sex sounds like a no-brainer.
Yeah, you're relaxed on vacation.
And you don't have the distractions, so you can pay attention to your horniness.
Easier to get in the mood when you're relaxed and distanced from the distractions of everyday life. People are often traveling for leisure and relaxation, so they are leaving work and stress behind at home.
Jonas's tequila makes me really horny.
Whoa. I think you're playing a little girl in this bit.
And Lane Miller also says...
Are you a teenager in this bit?
No. Jonas's tequila makes me really horny.
Does Jonas Brothers have tequila?
I guess.
Yeah.
Lane Miller also says there's also the fact that you may be seeing and meeting new people. People that you don't see at home who you may find to be attractive. That doesn't mean you have to bang them.
Well, you're thinking
about
them.
But if you're getting something going...
So, like, if you're on a beach somewhere on vacation watching things walk by and getting snagged.
Beaches always make me horny. It's something about suntan
there
lotion.
You go. Or
smell.
Meeting new people and people that you don't see or may find to be attractive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, now, even if all worked up is golfing with a bunch of retired guys in the middle of Wisconsin.
How horny were you, Todd?
Wow.
According to
cargo
Lehmiller,
shorts on 55-year-old men just freak you out.
Hose me down.
According to Lehmiller, transportation itself
always reach down to get his ball out of the hole. Oh,
wrong ball.
His ball out of his sock.
End at the hips, Herman.
According to Lehmiller, transportation itself can sometimes contribute to arousal. Part of the reason for this is because people often have fantasies about having sex in cars, boats, and airplanes. And,
the roadie.
And the vibration one experiences on certain modes of transportation might be enough to get you physically aroused.
That's right.
Add in the novelty of the experience and the strangers you're sharing it with, a bus, a train, or airplane quickly turns into a huge vibrator full of people.
Yep.
The motorcycle, I've heard.
That's what you hear.
Makes you horny.
Many people say they get horny in hotel rooms. This may be because they associate hotel rooms with sex.
I do.
Or because they're not surrounded by all the cues that they have at home that might interfere with arousal.
And sex. Both of them. They're exactly both of those.
Some travel is like the opposite of that,
sex.
Though. Like when we go out of town for a football tournament.
Like golfing with 55-year-old guys in Wisconsin. Yeah.
When you have an agenda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if you, or you have an itinerary you have to stick to.
Plus your kids are in the bed beside you.
Right, the kids.
Then
that really
no tamps
it down.
Dad's got a boner. Right. You don't want to hear that.
Yeah, if it's a lot of forced family fun that you got to participate in, it can be a damper.
Well, because you're with the family then, too.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they're in the exact same hotel room. Most of the time they are.
Yeah, somebody left a can of Easy Cheese on the bed.
Sounds
very
like
romantic.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a challenge.
Most of Puss's family fun sounds forced.
There have been those incidents.
Yeah. All right.
Disney World.
No boner over here.
Your You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.